Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today just for her to have real clarity so she can know what your will is and walk in it perfectly and just obey you perfectly. Ask all these crazy places in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, just talking about times of judgment and the need to understand. And just to hear the importance of hearing the Holy Spirit more perfectly so that you can stay in His perfect will and let Him guide you, because times of judgment get very dangerous. So just understanding your dreams. He's been talking to a lot of Christians very clearly in their dreams, thankfully, I've seen lately. Talking about cops, another way I've seen the Lord use cop or police imagery is like if you see someone and they are being a cop, or you yourself maybe possibly are being a police officer, what I've seen this to mean is that you're that person could be going through a season where the Lord is going to be using them, okay, to dispense justice and judgment upon a situation. For example, if you're married and you have a dream where your husband's a cop, then that could just mean that you have children. Maybe your kids are going to be going through a rough period of a lot of disobedience, and possibly your husband, the Lord's going to be using the Holy Spirit's going to be using your husband to, provide a lot of discipline with the children, and things like that. And another way is if you see police officers around a person. Maybe they're not locking a person up or taking them away, but they're going around and doing something around a person. Okay, they enter into a situation. But then again, once again, you have to be really humble, because a lot of times you have to understand who the person is. A lot of times in your dreams, the Holy Spirit will use another person to represent another person, because he's telling you something about the person. Let's say he uses person A to represent person B, and then person A, is not literally person B, but person A has a certain quality or personality or whatever spiritual trait, okay, that he's trying to reveal to you about person B. So you'll see person A in the actual dream. Hope I'm explaining that well, okay? And there's a lot of cops around this person, and they're doing things. It could just mean that, the Holy Spirit, there's a lot of hidden stuff that's concealed with this person. Going on, things going on behind closed doors, and the cops are coming to come and reveal that, okay? They're gonna do certain things around that person to where their real who they really are revealed, okay? So just in general, just how I've seen the Holy Spirit use cops in dreams is just a judgment, and judgment, justice, okay, things like that, the law, okay. However, I will say this: you do want to, if you're having a lot of dreams about cops, just be really prayerful. And if you feel like you Because I've seen some very strong warnings come through with dreams about cops, like life altering, and like in all honesty, where like a person's life takes a hard shift in a different direction. Okay, so the cops can be a slight warning, or they can be a very strong prophetic warning of something very serious that's going to take place in a person's life. I've seen it vary from something very mild to just a slight change, or just some things happening and taking place in a person's life, to something becoming absolutely life-threatening. So it's you do want to have that ear to hear if you're having dreams about cops, and the Holy Spirit is really kind of dinging you on it. Like you need to really pay attention, like something's going to be happening, because I've seen it. I've seen, like I already mentioned, I've seen it just a wide range of how those dreams play out in the flesh, okay, when they really actually start to take place and manifest, okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just really starts to hear any warnings that you're giving her, that she starts to really understand that sort of pinging that a person can get in the Holy Spirit, to where it's like, sort of an alarm bell, that if you are giving her anything like that, that she really does take heed and pay attention to it. So she may stay in your perfect will, and be kept, both for her salvation, safekeeping, and the salvation and safekeeping of any of her loved ones. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in your Son Jesus' name, amen.